Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are live inside of the Kia Studios. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. It is Dukes and Bell on a Tuesday.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. How you feeling, by the way? You had a big old lunch, huh?
Ooh, yeah. You might have to carry me home, bro. I need you to... I have to lean on you a little bit in the next 4 hours.
What did you have? I just saw you bring in a tray of stuff.
Well, no, the I guess what's across the street? Norfolk Southern?
Yeah.
They had the food trucks in their motor lobby over here on Peachtree. So I went over there and they had, like, I think it's Chefs on Wheels, but they're a bunch of Hungarians. I think they're Hungarians. Anyway, it's delicious. Big giant chicken parm. I like this garlic infused flatbread.
I just had to laugh, man, because Randy Mack was in there because he filled in today for John. And you're like, Randy, you want something? Yes, I do. I'm hungry.
So they had like the Parmesan fries, a little truffle oil, and I think they're Hungarian, a little paprika. Anyway, just big, heavy, carb-filled lunch. And now it's all kind of like, it's settling now. So I feel like Grimace. And I look like Grimace right now from the McDonald's commercial. So you might have to take us home, brother, unless Deshaun's going to run and get me a Starbucks.
All right, man. And maybe.
Deshaun's not here today.
No, there goes that idea.
All right. Yeah, matter of fact, I think he's up in Chicago for those games tonight, right? College season, man. It's good games going on tonight. Okay. Hey, man, coming up, we're going to talk to Pete Prisco, CBS Sports senior NFL columnist. We'll talk to Pete. He's a FLS friend of the show, and he stops by, man. We get a chance to see him in training camp, and he comes into town, does various stories on the Falcons and about the league. But, you know, I think he's a buyer when you talk about the Falcons. We'll find out, and also what he thinks about what the Saints are doing and how impressed he is with Carolina in this division. And then we'll go around the NFL. But right now, we'll do our own version as we talk about the NFL in the Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league. This is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Cobb County Kia. Go to CobbCountyKia.com and check out the new 2017 Kia Sorento. Let's start with last night's game, Mike. Cam Newton, 4 touchdown passes. By the way, that whole Benjamin thing, they're not missing him.
Well, I mean, Funchess is Benjamin. You know, I mean, if Funchess can do his thing and they
Benjamin is Funchess.
Einhorn is Finkel. Laces out, Dan. That's a Ace Ventura reference for you. Anyway, yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason why they let Kelvin Benjamin go, because Funchess can do that job. And they picked up the kid from Ohio State, so they've got some other guys that can do the jig. And, of course, they can basically use McCaffrey anywhere they want on the field.
By the way, I like the way they're using McCaffrey. I mean, you know, we wondered how they'd fit him in. I think he was the post-game guest last night, AT. I don't know if you saw it or not, with McCaffrey. And, you know, I was curious to see how many times they'd actually hand the ball off to him inside the tackles. But they're finding ways of using Mike and the kids scoring points.
And I think more importantly, though, I think Cam Newton is also better. Every week he's getting better. I think also more confidence with his arm. Because the knock on Cam is, you know, he rarely can throw guys open or can he throw that intermediate throw. But, I mean, he was looking good last night. And it upsets me that we blew it to the Dolphins and we blew it to Buffalo. And we watch our teams in our division smoke both of those guys in the same weekend.
Totally agree. Here's one of Cam's 4 touchdown passes.
In the shotgun. Bounces on the balls of his feet. Throws a comeback route. Caught left side. 10. Funchess to the 5. Funchess scores.
A star is born.
A star is born.
Wow.
Slow down now.
A star is born.
Slow down now. Hey, that's a call courtesy of the Panthers Radio Network.
Also known as the Cornball Radio Network. But anyway, I'm glad to see Funchess getting it done in our fantasy league. I think it was about 12 or 13 points, standard 4 minutes.
Really, you picked him up?
Yep. Picked him up. Had him all been waiting for this whole season. But anyway, yeah, the Carolina Panthers have the bye week, so they're going to a half game behind the Saints.
What about the Dolphins? Adam Gase. What do you have to say?
Couldn't prevent the big runs. Once they got going after the turnover, 14-point swing, you know, between the end of the half and the third quarter there at the beginning. You know, that's one of those things you can't do against a team like this.
Yeah, you could use a punishing runner like a whoops!
Yeah, he's gone. He gone.
I don't know what the Dolphins are doing. I really don't. Do you?
No.
Why would you sign off on that trade? Ajayi is a young guy. He's only got a couple years under his belt. He's a 1,000-yard rusher. I don't understand. I mean, can't you coach him to be a better pass blocker if that was the big beef that Gase had? I don't get it.
Well, remember, Gase is supposed to be an offensive genius.
Well, here's the other problem with them. They've had multiple primetime games of late. They've gotten blown out in every single last one of them.
Yeah.
So defense, too.
Cutler had one. Cutler's one good game was last week, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah. Listen, the Cutler thing was a. Where else could you have gone? Obviously, Kaepernick. There's other places you could have gone. But there was a relationship there with Cutler, and it made sense. But that hasn't helped you. And certainly the Jahi trade hasn't helped
you.
You
and I have both had Cutler on our fantasy teams this year.
Yeah, well, you know.
Trading that guy like a hot potato.
Well, at least it didn't cost you guys $10
million. Thank you, Arthur. It's a good point. Yeah. They're stuck with him. You're
right. That's true, but he owes me a C note. Hey, in other news, let's talk about this Jerry Jones story, man. Because Jerry went on his radio show in Dallas and basically said, you take my team, I dare you.
They'll pry the Cowboys from my cold, numb fingers. Yeah, I mean, I get it. He's going with his big threats of lawsuits and everything. Arthur, of course, kicked him out. He was not a voting member, by the way, in the compensation committee, which decides how Roger Goodell's contract gets done. But Arthur Blank kind of drew a line in the sand, and I would imagine all the other owners are behind him on that, with Jerry with this nonsense.
I want you to hear what Jerry had to say about the idea of giving up ownership. But before we do, he did say something very interesting, Mike, in regards to Goodell. He says Roger has almost 18 months left on his current contract. We've got all the time in the world to evaluate what we're doing and all the time in the world to extend him. We just need to slow the train down and discuss the issues at hand in the NFL.
No, I don't disagree with Jerry on that. I don't think Roger Goodell has done one darn thing to improve the brand of the National Football League with his misconduct of all the off-player discipline. I mean, a chimpanzee, Arthur, you can put a little suit on a chimp and sit him in his desk, and then and NBC comes and they come with bags of money, and ABC comes and Disney with bags of money, and Fox does the same. So I don't know what Roger Goodell's big move was, other than putting games on tablet, you know, helping kill your ratings, because now technically less people are watching television on Nielsen.
Here is what Jerry had to say, and you'll hear the question being asked about giving up ownership of the Cowboys.
Jerry, yesterday Stephen came on the station and called this story laughable, a report that NFL owners were exploring a possibility or ways to make you give up control of the Cowboys. What is your reaction to this story?
I've had not one inkling of communication from the league office or any owner that would suggest something that laughable and ridiculous, and that's about where that is. If somebody is asserting that or thinking about that kind of thing, they haven't. They're not knowledgeable on how things work in the NFL.
Then Jerry said, "Now, if you excuse me, I'm gonna get back to my back rub," because he was really chill right there, like he has no concern in the world.
I think maybe had a Prozac or something going there. But no, in the case of Jerry Jones, look, I don't. I mean, I agree with his argument on Goodell. That why is there a rush to give this idiot more millions and millions of dollars? And Lear jets in perpetuity to travel with and all this other stuff. I mean, I would love to get Arthur Blank's opinion on why you have to give this man an extension with 18 months left on his current deal. Because if Roger Goodell left tomorrow, I don't think the NFL would be better for it, to be quite honest with you.
Well,
but I don't want to see these owners all suing each other.
No.
Let's have another distraction while you're taking your eye off the ball, which is how do you keep people glued to your product and how do you start fighting the concussion issue and helping prevent players from stepping away from the game prematurely?
Yeah, and Jerry, basically, guys, the gist of this is he's not backing down. That's the point. He's basically not going to, you know, retract anything. He's not backing down from this. So we'll see where it goes. Developing story.
But, I mean, do you agree with me, though? This is the last thing the NFL needs right now?
No doubt. I said this last week, or maybe it was this week. Who knows? We've been talking about it, seems like, forever.
Right.
The average guy, you, the average Joe listening to us, you, us, me, Mike, we could care less about billionaires fighting over billions.
Right.
Seriously. And, you know, if you start getting into this whole ordeal, and now this is something else that you want me to be concerned about, I'm not going to be. I've always said this. If the games are good, we'll watch. If the product is good, we'll pay attention to it. The NFL's no different, guys. We love it. But the last thing I want to hear about is every day in the news, today, Jerry steps up in the courtroom. I don't want to hear that
crap. I mean,
crap.
What the owners should be talking about is, why don't we put these Thursday night games to bed, okay? It's been about 11 years of this. Players are getting hurt. You just lost Richard Sherman if you're Seattle. You got every – it's not just like, you know, the occasional player popping off. You got Ben Roethlisberger. You got everybody out there saying these Thursday night games are a joke, and they're putting guys, you know, health at risk because maybe – yeah, 11, 12 years ago when they first thought about this, they didn't anticipate these guys would even get bigger and faster by 2017.
Whoa, Mike, where are we going to make this money up, though? I mean, come on, that's another billion for us.
You know what? It's one more game for most of us to watch the Sunday ticket on. And by the way, if you don't want people to stop, you created this. The NFL created this when they put the Red Zone channel together. People don't watch full games now. Millennials will just sit there and watch all the touchdowns and all the field goals, and that's it. So, I mean, it's part of the in an effort to make more money. To Mark Cuban's point, Carl, they basically shot some revenue streams that they used to get and used to anticipate every year just growing. Now they're capping them off.
I would love to see college football go back to Thursday nights. I would. I would not mind that. Remember, back in the day, you know, you had teams clamoring for time on television, and they play on Thursday nights, and it was cool, and Thursday night was kind of that night. Not anymore, but, yeah, Mike, if there was a Thursday game or not, the NFL would still be okay.
Right.
That's the problem. You know, it's not as if you took that game away and all of a sudden we're falling apart.
And
that's not the case.
And the stupid pipe dream of London, you put table that thing for another 10 years. You know, they're still talking about that. Nobody, is there anyone who's fired up? I mean, unless you've got the money to go watch your team play in London, who wants to lose a home game, right, that you pay your money for? And then who wants to get up? Or half the time this year, we didn't even know the game was on, right? Oh, crap, I got to set my fantasy lineup.
No, I got up past halftime, and then I realized, oh, there's a game on. Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. It's the NFL Blitz. That conversation was about Jerry Jones, if you're just joining us. Speaking of longevity, well, Jerry's had that with the Cowboys as the owner. Quarterback Drew Brees says, I don't plan on leaving New Orleans ever. And when's this guy going to retire, AT? When's he going to call it quits? It's the last year of his contract,
well,
isn't
remember,
it?
Well, remember, 2 years ago, he said he could see himself playing into his 40s, and we all kind of looked around like, yeah, right. And now Tom Brady is saying that same thing and others. So I guess he's there for as long as they have him.
All right, but here's the thing about Drew Brees. We all know the guy does a lot of charity work. He's basically an icon in that community. Is he going to take the hometown discount, or is he going to go for a $27 or $28 million contract extension because this is the last year of his current deal?
I want $50
million. I'm seriously. I mean, what is he going to ask for? Because, you know, let's be honest, the Saints have been up against the cap seemingly forever since they won the Super Bowl, and now they're finally starting to build something. You know, if he takes a little bit, you know, he took a little bit off the top, he might be able to get to another Super Bowl.
Maybe they'll let him be mayor as well. That's a few more dollars.
Yeah, Breeze coming out basically saying, I have no plans to step it away, guys, even though I'm in the last year of my contract. Hey, Ryan Fitzpatrick will make his second start for the Bucs. That'll happen Sunday against Miami. You just saw what Miami looked like. Tampa might pick up another W, if you ask me. And Bengals coach Marvin Lewis, who should have been fired a long time ago, that's a Duke's commentary, says he doesn't believe officials are provoking Vontaze Burfict. This guy, what is going on with this guy?
But speaking of getting this guy some drugs, you got to get that guy in some meds.
Come on, man.
Get your head right.
This is the problem when you give a guy who is troubled like that a long-term contract, because now you're stuck with him.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to reap those benefits of all of his ills from now on.
But the good news is the Bengals do everything on the cheap, and because he's a guy that was a lower draft pick because of the issues in the combine and everything else, they generally have to pay less than state rate of market value for these guys. But here's the thing with Burfict, you've created a reputation now. So now the refs are not – same thing with guys like Alford sometimes. You don't get the benefit of the doubt because your technique or your – in this case, it's personal fouls and aggressive play with Perfect.
It's true. Hey, Mike, Pro Bowl voting is now open. What Falcons are you voting for?
I can tell you who I'm not voting for. Wes Schweitzer.
Schweitzer.
But it will be. I think Julio's still playing with Payne, and he's still doing the job. He's in the top 10 of all the big stats. I mean,
well, I know you're voting for Trufant.
Yeah.
And Robert Alford.
Well, Alford's better.
And Coleman, our fullback.
Okay, now why are you making me the bad guy? Now, why is everyone saying who I'm not voting for? Who are you not voting for? I'm voting for Julio, I know that. I'm not voting for Matt right now. Matt's got to get a little bit better. But he's definitely improved over the last couple of weeks. But who are you voting for? Who's your guy right now?
I'm going to tell you, man.
Other than Adrian Claiborne.
No, I'm going to vote for Deion Jones, guys. Deion Jones is balling. And I know we haven't talked a lot about him. Go look at the numbers.
Devondre's doing a great job.
One of the leading tacklers in the NFL. I think he's deserving. I would vote Alex Mack just because you take Alex Mack out of the mix and we're a different offensive line.
I agree with you on that one.
So, you know, those two guys for me right now. Certainly Julio, Mike, again, he has the yards. We talk about this every year. You're going to look up at the end of the season. He's going to have a ton of yards. May not have the touchdown numbers, but where are we without Julio Jones. So those three guys for sure. And then there's some guys on the border for me.
Now, by the way, guys, you know, we gave a shout out the other day for folks who missed the show yesterday. Don Terry Poe has had a couple of good games. We were giving him some heat earlier in the season. And also a great job for Hooper, who bounced back from the trouble he had in Charlotte. He had a great game on Sunday.
He did, man. And maybe I'm just thinking there's been so much. Well, it's been different guys on the D-line. I do think this, and I'm not saying this because Grady's on this program or he's going to join us. Grady's been the most consistent D lineman, I think, this season.
And to Vic's credit, now Vic Beasley never got moved from, remember, he's over at strong side.
Yeah.
And so they've been moving him around on the field. And he's actually had to drop back into pass coverages, doing a lot of things this year, but not sure the sack number's necessarily going to be there at the end of the season.
Pete Prisco will join us next. I'm hoping Vontaze goes to the doctor and sees, get some meds, man. Hey, Pete Prisco next.
Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is a man. Oh, my God. Einhorn is a man!
It is Dukes and Bell. We're going to talk to Pete Prisco coming up here in just a bit. Mike Conti's going to join us as well in about 20 minutes. We'll go on the sidelines with the dogs and talk about tonight's week 3 of the college football playoff rankings, guys.
Mm-hmm.
How far do the dogs drop? And who are the top 4? Will we have a surprise in that 4?
I mean, so far it's pretty much mirrored what the Associated Press, the coaches' poll has been. I think you could argue Georgia, what, 7?
I think
6
so.
Or 7?
I do.
6 best, say, case scenario. But, yeah, I think Oklahoma, I know that they lost to Iowa State, but, boy, man, I don't know anybody wants to play those guys right now, the way that offense is clicking. By the way, you like Baker Mayfield?
I do.
At the next level?
I do.
Some are saying, like, Drew Brees with even more mobility?
Well, he's got all the throws, Mike. And we talk about the windows and how small they get in the NFL. He throws guys open, but more importantly, he's made some throws that really impressed me.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the numbers. To me, he's the leading Heisman candidate right now. We talk about, you know, looking around college football. But, yes, really like his skill set at the next level.
Hey, speaking of numbers, we were crunching them earlier about the Falcons. Pete Prisco joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. We've been saying, Pete, the defense is fine. Matter of fact, we got 26 sacks. Now, granted, there's a bit of a spike thanks to Adrian Claiborne. We had 34 all of last year. Pete, in our mind, the defense is doing a job. It's the offense has got to toe the line.
Yeah, I thought the defense would be better, though. I'll be honest with you. I thought a lot of the young players would take really significant steps forward. By the way, I'm at the airport, so you got to bear with me.
All right.
I thought they would take big steps forward, and yeah, they have. You know, they're okay on defense, but I thought they'd be a lot better.
Well, I tell you, the offense obviously has been the big question, and finally, you know, against the Cowboys, it seems like Steve Sarkisian and this offense got everything clicking. In the conversations you've had with his coaching staff and maybe even the front office, what have you heard? Has it been more about Sark, more about the execution, or a little bit of both?
Well, I mean, the easy thing is to blame it all on Sarkisian. I mean, that's the easy thing to do. But let's not forget they played early in the season without Schrader at right tackle, and that created a problem. I don't think the offensive line has been as good. I don't think Julio's been as good. Matt Ryan hasn't been as good. I mean, it's easy to point the finger at Sarkisian, but having said all that, me personally, what I would do is I'd let Matt Ryan play more no huddle.
Right.
I mean, let him do more at the line of scrimmage. And because I think that when they play faster, they play better. And he's good. He knows the offense as well as Sarkisian does. So I think they need to allow him to do more of that. I think that'll get them going. But you know, everybody wants to, you know, pile on Sarkisian and he does this, he does that. Look, maybe he doesn't run the ball probably as much as he should in some situations. And that jet sweep that he called on the goal line a couple weeks ago, or when he did that a couple weeks ago, whatever that was,
right,
that was a bad play. But the bottom line is the players got to play better. It's about Jimmy's and Joe's, not just X and O's.
Yeah, he has been a bit finesse at times, although we've been a little happier the last couple of weeks with the direction of the play call. But you're right, guys got to do the job. Pete Prisco is with us from CBS Sports. Got his power rankings article just posted today at CBSSports.com. But, I mean, what about this division? I mean, are you buying the Saints? We've been talking about how great they look right now.
Yeah, they've played really well. I mean, when you look at what they've done on defense, they've been phenomenal. You know, but, again, you got to look at who they play. The quarterbacks they played. They played Mitch Trubisky. They played Brett Hundley. They played Jameis Winston for about a quarter and a half, and then he went out and they played Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tyrod Taylor. You know, Cam Newton, when the week he lost Greg Olsen. I mean, they haven't – Jay Cutler in London. They haven't exactly beat up on quarterbacks, you know. So it'll be interesting next couple weeks. They get Kirk Cousins this week. They have Matt Ryan twice. I think they have Cam Newton again. So it'll be interesting to see if they're legit. But they're playing good football. They're running the ball. And they also have a big major cards still in their pocket that they haven't really had to play, and that's Drew Brees throwing the football around. So mm-hmm. I do think they're legit, but we'll know more about them in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, speaking of this division, Pete Prisco joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline here on Dukes and Bell. Pete, what about Carolina, man? Because that was a team, you know, you just talked about the Olsen injury, and everybody went, uh-oh. But yet here they stand 7-3 after last night's win over Miami, a half game behind the Saints in the NFC South.
Yeah, I think, you know, the more they let Cam be Cam, the better off they are. And by that, I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit here and be a big proponent of letting your quarterback run around, but somehow, some way, he seems to feed off that. It helps create things down the field and open things up. You know, the first 5 games of the season, he ran it 29 times. Heading into last night, he had run 40 times in the last 4 games. So I think that he feeds off of that. So they need to allow him to do it. Just run smarter. Get down when you can, and they're going to be good. You know, defensively, they're pretty good. The one thing they don't do, though, they don't take the ball away, and that's a concern. And their offensive line still is a little unsettled. Those are two major areas for me as they head down the stretch to improve on.
Well, we had big plays against their secondary. We were there. We just couldn't execute. Matt overthrew Julio, and then Julio had that big drop that everybody was talking about, Pete. But to me, the Falcons can still throw against those guys.
Yeah, and I still think the Falcons can get things going here. I really do. I mean, you know, starts this week at Seattle. They get a break. No Richard Sherman. You know, run the same type of offense you ran in the fourth quarter last year. And remember, that was the game that got them going in last year. They lost the game, but they found a way to come back in the game. They made it interesting. Had the questionable call on Sherman late in the game that wasn't called. But I think if they go there this week and attack and attack and attack, and by that, you know, play fast, play loose, and let Matt Ryan do more at the line of scrimmage, because you're going to have to with that crowd. I think it's going to be a chance for them to go in there and win that game and kind of get it rolling again. They're too talented to be with the record that they have. But I want to remind Atlanta fans one thing. All the people I know, they're up there killing Sarkisian and this. Let's not forget who the last offensive coordinator cost you a Super Bowl.
No, he did. We haven't forgotten. Pete Prisco joining us, longtime NFL writer.
Yeah, but he also did some great things, Pete, to get us there. I mean, he had this thing cooking last season. We were one of the best offenses in league history.
Well, I think the quarterback had him cooking last year. I think he allowed the quarterback, they meshed ways, and they got, you know, early on, the first year there was a bunch of friction there. The second year, they kind of mended their ways, and Matt got comfortable and was, you know, allowed to do different things, and he didn't have him bootlegging like he did as much the first year, and they kind of got it going. And then later in the season, I still think there was some friction there. And you know, quite frankly, the guy's a genius, but sometimes an offensive genius, at least in my mind, but sometimes the arrogance gets in the way of what you could do. And I think the Super Bowl was a case of the arrogance getting in the way of what he should have been doing, and they would have had a ring on their finger.
Yeah, we've said that, mm-hmm. And that's genius. Pete Prisco, one of the best guys that covered the NFL for a very long time. What's your take on this whole Jerry Jones legal situation with our owner, Arthur Blank, and where is it going?
Well, it could end up being a legal fight, which nobody cares about that. I mean, right. You know, let's be honest about it, okay? Rich guys fighting rich guys for
nobody,
more money is
nobody
not
cares.
Something that a lot of people care about, right? I mean, you really don't. You really don't. And I think sometimes in our business, we have a tendency to think something is much more important than it really is in the grand scheme of things to the mass fan base. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of those. I mean, if you ask every fan, oh, who would you rather see win, Arthur Blank or Jerry Jones, they'd say, we don't care. They're both wealthy. They both have NFL teams. They both have great business minds. They both have great lives. Why do we care? And I think that's where that is, at least for me. Mm-hmm. Look, they're brilliant. They obviously have made a lot of money over the years. They've been very successful. They're both very smart men. And to see two guys with something like this, it makes no sense to me. Is Roger Goodell overpaid? Look around the country and look at some of the salaries for the CEOs that, you know, around the country for some of the big companies. He's paid in line with those type of people. If you don't want him to be paid like that, if you don't like the job he's doing, then that's a whole other story. But I don't think Jerry Jones is going to win that fight. He's got to be careful because the owners could turn on him in an instant.
And we're already hearing the rumblings about that. Pete Prisco with us from CBSSports.com on the WadeFord.com hotline. Back to the pigskin on the field. The Eagles, man, what a great season they're having right now. I mean, how impressed are you with them? And by the way, is Carson Wentz your MVP right now?
He's in the conversation. I mean, Tom Brady's always in the MVP conversation no matter what. I think they're getting it rolling. But you know, Carson Wentz has been fantastic, and it's a passers and pass rusher league. And you look at the Eagles, and they got the passer in Wentz, and they have the pass rush. I mean, they can get after the quarterback, and you want to be able to do that. So, yeah, to answer your question, I think he's in the MVP conversation. They're a legitimate team. If they go to Dallas this week and win, division over, they're going to have a definitely be a division winner, be in the playoffs, and who knows, they might get a number one seed.
Pete, how surprised are you about those Rams? I know I am.
Yeah, I spent some time out there this summer. In fact, I told some of their guys, Jared Goff being one of them, I thought they were a year away. And so I'm pretty surprised. And you got to give credit to Sean McVay. He's done a great job. But you also want to give credit to the players. And everybody says, oh, look at Sean McVay. Look at the job. Well, they went out and got Andrew Whitworth to play left tackle. They got John Sullivan to be their starting center. That solidified the offensive line. They got Robert Woods, who's been phenomenal for them the last month or so. You know, they got Sammy Watkins. He got hurt. But then they got, you know, drafted Cooper Kupp. You know, made it a lot easier for him to be able to be, Jared Goff to be effective running that offense. So, it's great that Sean McVay is aggressive. He's a damn good play caller and seems to get it as a head coach. But you got to have the players. It's all about the players this week.
Pete Prisco from CBS Sports got the Falcons ranked number 11 of the NFL teams in his current power rankings. Pete, we got Seattle, as you mentioned. Then it's all divisional rivals except for Minnesota, and that's another team. Are they doing it with smoke and mirrors? How's Minnesota doing the things they're doing?
They're really good on defense. Really good on defense. I mean, they're tied for fifth in scoring, but you know, I still think they're better than that number. They get after the quarterback. You know, you get talk about another team that can rush the passer with Griffin and Hunter on the edge. I mean, they're really good players, and they got good secondary people. You know, offensively, Case Keenum is very good. I mean, he had 380 yards or whatever, and with 320 yards or whatever it was last week, and four touchdown passes. He threw a bad pick against the Redskins. But if you told the Vikings before the season that you could have Case Keenum getting that kind of those kind of numbers in Week 10 on the road, you would have signed up for it right away.
Pete, you getting your upgrade, man? They put you in first class. How's that working out?
Nah, I'm on a short flight, but there is no first class in it. But yeah, you know, the news that pops in all the time is you're delayed. That's the one you don't want to hear.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
That's the one you're like, damn it. Hey, Pete, enjoy.
Or the guy in the front of you puts the seat back.
Oh.
Then you got to kick it for the entire flight.
No, man, you're right. I mean, listen, we love to travel, but it does come with hazards. There's no doubt. Hey, enjoy wherever you're headed, man. I'm sure you're following a story.
Home. I'm going home.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, we'll be reading you, man. Check Pete Prisco's stuff out, CBSSports.com. Pete, again, appreciate you jumping on with us, man. Take care.
All right, fellas, take care.
You too.
You got it. And if you just caught the tail end, we were talking earlier about, you know, the Falcons and why are we 5-4. Pete was saying don't blame Sark. So, you know, offense got to do its job, but I still blame Sark a little bit. But he does, he nails it when he's talking about Shanahan. All the things he just said about Shanahan were accurate. Guy was a genius. Ego got a little involved, and unfortunately, we gacked it in the Super Bowl. We all know how that played out.
Yeah, man. Good stuff from Pete. Coming up, we'll talk to Mike Conte in case you missed it. Apparently, those young men are on their way home, Mike.
That's right. Make UCLA great again, Carl.
BO92.9, the game.
I think this team's really hungry. I think everyone's working hard all the time.
Monday night.
Falcons, Seahawks.
Kickoff at 8:30. Our Atlanta Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, the game.
Busy. Pretty busy.
Who busy?
Busy.
What? I'm very busy right now.
Hey, man.
It's time now for In Case You Missed It with Mike Conte.
Have I got good news for you?
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll talk about the College Football Playoff Committee, what's going to go down tonight, the rankings come out, and where will the dogs be, and what's Tennessee and Florida going to do with their coaching situation. But right now it's time for Mike Conte. What's going on, Mike?
Guys, I have a little homework assignment for you tonight.
When
you
what?
Go home, it really applies more to Carl than you, Mike, because Carl has a house with a front lawn. When you go home tonight, I want you to go out front of your house, go to that oak tree,
yeah,
and you can take down the yellow ribbon. We do not need it anymore.
Nice.
LiAngelo Ball is free. He is on his way back to the United States. I don't know if they've landed yet or not. I really hope the accommodations on the flight are
tie
better.
A yellow ribbon around that old oak tree.
Now, for you millennials, that was back, and that's a long story, but back in the 70s, amongst other things, waiting for the hostages to come back from Iran or
yes,
anybody who wanted to get their troops or the people, their loved ones, you would tie a yellow ribbon around your front porch tree.
I'm a millennial, and I remember the yellow ribbon thing during Desert Storm.
Right on.
Right?
Yep.
It kind of picked up.
If you went
then
to Super Bowl 25, you got a yellow armband in
yes,
the stands. Yeah.
Yes, you're right. So anyhow, it was President Trump who, according to multiple reports, had to end their captivity at the Hyatt Regency in Guangzhou.
That's huge, Mike.
And I want to remind you all again of the inhumane conditions that the UCLA basketball players were subjected to at the Hyatt Regency. I am told by multiple sources they had to stay on the third floor, which did not have a view of the lake.
Nope. But Trump got with Xi Jinping, and they straightened this thing out, right?
Yes, President Trump, he was in China, and he also was coming back home. And right before he got on Air Force One today, he said that President Xi has been very, very good on the subject, but it was not a good subject. That was not something that should have happened. And then when he was asked specifically to offer his thoughts on what the UCLA players allegedly did, he said, quote, "What they did was unfortunate. You know, they're talking about very long prison sentences. They do not play games here," referring to China. The
He's right. The president added, "Why would you steal sunglasses in China when in Los Angeles a booster can give them to you?"
I don't believe he said that, but the allegations are that they did steal sunglasses from Louis Vuitton next to that Gulag / Hyatt Regency that they were staying at, and that Jack Ma, who is the multi-billionaire founder of Alibaba.
Jack Ma, for the guys who don't know, he's the guy who jumps out of the trunk in The Hangover.
No.
He's
the guy who founded the Chinese version of Amazon.
Yes.
Very, very powerful man. And I guess he and President Trump had to directly lobby the president of China to free Mr. Ball and the family. Now, I don't know if you caught it. I don't know if you watched the UCLA-Georgia Tech game.
It was a good game, actually.
It was a great game.
Good game.
And I thought the conscience of America, Bill Walton, who's a former UCLA basketball player, offered perhaps the most, here were his thoughts.
"I am sad, disappointed, and embarrassed. This is a very big deal. The noble purpose here has been stained. Our host, Alibaba China, the people... they have been better than perfect in everything. They've done everything right to make this all work. Now, members of our family have displayed an appalling lack of honor, lack of respect, lack of decency by doing something in someone else's home that they would never do in their own. And I want to apologize right now on behalf of the human race for this travesty."
Not just UCLA, the entire human race.
Wow, Bill.
By the way, Bill, by the sound of the background, there was a game going on as well.
Well, he wasn't interested in that.
Well, you've seen Bill Walton call games. I mean, Bill Walton's the show. Hey, forget the
he's
game.
He's the record member at the Final Four when Michigan played Louisville. We asked one question, and it was 25 minutes.
Did we ask him about the Grateful Dead?
No, we just
go all
it morphed
that.
Into that.
We asked him about the game, and then 25 minutes later, the interview was over, and that was it.
So, Mike Conte, now that this saga seems to be over with, do we have enough pairs of Zo2s to send over to China to handle this situation?
You know, I don't know if there was some kind of negotiation between the presidents of the United States and China. The president of China is elected in a somewhat different way than the president of the United States. If you may or may not know that.
I do not know if
there was some kind of shoe deal.
We won't go down that road.
I was going to say, as bad as our elections have been the last couple, when you vote over there, Carl, it's basically one guy. You got choice A. Very unlike a Chinese menu.
I'm very curious to see, or wouldn't be very curious to have heard the conversation, though, seriously. Like, get them out of the country now.
Look, these idiots are embarrassing us. Gee, can you do me a solid? Get these numbskulls back. No, sorry, that's just morphed into Arthur Blank. Get these guys out of here.
I would have loved to have heard how that conversation went. But, hey, here's the deal. The kids are coming back home.
They are coming back home. Steve Alford, the head coach of UCLA, is going to have some kind of press conference on Wednesday. I think I saw the Pac-12 commissioner, Larry Scott, put out a statement. They aren't very thrilled about this.
How many days was it all together, Mike? They were stuck there.
I think it was a week. I think it was,
like 6 months, the way this thing went.
Well, it was a fun story.
No doubt.
But you're not in jail. You're in a hotel room.
Well, no, Mike, that's not true. No Lakeview.
Now, listen, Mike. According to TripAdvisor reviews, it might as well have been a jail because when you check in, they do not acknowledge you if it's your birthday.
Is there any? No HBO?
You know, I don't know. I cannot confirm that. I did look at the Hyatt Regency Huangzhou website, and they do have a multilingual TV package. I don't know if there's HBO. It might just be Discovery Channel. I'm not quite sure. I'm sure they get CNN International. Now, there's another controversy surrounding all of this.
What's that?
And Arthur is going to be very, very attentive to this because he is such a big, big fan of the Ball in the Family reality show. Apparently, the production crew for Ball in the Family is a little upset that they were not consulted by LiAngelo when he went shoplifting because their little trip to the Louis Vuitton store was not on the production schedule.
Oh.
So they don't have any film of LiAngelo shoplifting, nor do they have any film of LiAngelo meeting with Chinese police to discuss the matter. And now...
That's real TV. Come on.
The production crew, according to TMZ, they're concerned. They don't know what to do because they can't adequately cover this story. So they might just leave it out altogether. If you do watch Ball in the Family, according to TMZ, you're going to see segments filmed in China where LeVar goes on a shoe tour. And when LeVar visits historical sites...
So they go to the prison where the kids are putting the shoes together?
I mean the factory. It's being described as a shoe promotion. But this is
takes tiny fingers to lace those shoes, Carl. You know that.
There's an interesting line in the story from TMZ. Apparently, someone got to LeVar and said, "You cannot say anything about this while you're over here, or you're going to make it 10 times worse."
Wow.
And LeVar was told, "You need to keep a low profile until your son is back in the United States." And it kind of makes sense. LeVar wanted to. In fact, I think he called his own press conference, and then it got canceled. And he's had lockjaw ever since. We haven't seen or heard from him at all.
Well, we can thank the Chinese for that.
Hallelujah.
Or Donald Trump, I don't know. But anyhow, so they're home, or they're on their way home. They're on a Delta flight right now. Don't know if they're going to play for a while.
There you go.
You know what, though? Seriously, hopefully these young men, Mike, have learned a lesson, and they'll never put their hands on something that doesn't belong to them ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
The funny thing is...
I mean, think about this. You're on a free, all-expense-paid trip to China.
Yeah.
You know, and based on what the LA Times article says, is all these kids come from, it's not like everybody's coming from meager means. I mean,
no.
I can't speak to their exact financial situation, their parents or families, but it wasn't like they all went to like really tough neighborhood schools or anything. So, I mean, there's no way to rationalize it anyway. But just, come on, guys, you got to be smarter. Bill Walton, without the hyperbole, was pretty much right.
Keep your hands to yourself.
It's an atrocity to the human race.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
That's what Bill Walton said.
Well, maybe we can have a new edition of Ball in the Family with some corporal punishment.
I doubt that.
We all want to see it.
Yes.
I mean, if they want the highest ratings ever for Ball in the Family,
right.
they would give us that.
I'll be honest, though, Conti, and you just said it. If you wanted high ratings, you should have got all of that stuff on film.
Right.
It should have been on film.
Right. But to Mike's point, you know, LiAngelo Ball probably didn't need to steal Louis Vuitton sunglasses. You can probably afford them. Kids do stupid things. Mm-hmm. I think when we finally learn everything that happened, when everyone's safely back in the United States and they can talk without fear of the Chinese government doing whatever, I'm going to be very curious to know, like, did UCLA or anyone brief these kids on, hey, you know, you're going to China, you might want to just keep a low profile, look both ways before crossing the street, obey the speed limit, don't do anything that could get yourself in trouble in China. It's not a very friendly regime.
You're going to a totalitarian state.
Right.
There's a whole different set of rules when it comes to things.
I honestly wonder if the kids were briefed on that.
Yeah, but
I'm going to guess no.
You know, the kids responded, Mike Conti, by saying, but all I did was try them on. I walked around the store and a guy grabbed me and said I was stealing them.
Oh, is that what they said?
No, I'm just making that up.
You tried that yourself?
You know I did. I just was trying them on and walked around the store, and all of a sudden the guy came up and he said, where are you going with those glasses? I was just trying them on.
No, you got to go with the Florida State defense car. No, we were told we got a discount. That was the
100% discount Dillard's, right? Or Foot Locker.
Verdines or Dillard's, I forget.
Yeah,
Foot Locker for the free shoes.
I will tell you this, real quick, and it's in case you missed it with Mike Conti. He'll join us again at 5:40. My sisters, true story, they were thieves growing up. And my mom had to deal with
them. God, man.
Whoa, that's a
strong
word to
use. No, they were. I mean, listen, they grew out of it because they got their ass beat. But
they rob a liquor store?
No, but they used to go into stores.
The Duke's gang.
And pick up stuff, all right, when they were young teenagers that didn't belong to them. And it's a funny story now in our family, but that's one line that my sisters used to try to use. We were just trying these on, and we were walking around the store. That's where I got that from. And literally, they got busted, I want to say, 3 times, Mike.
Holy cow.
3 separate times.
And that's in Texas.
No, actually, that was overseas.
That's
was
over
even
in
worse.
Germany.
It was even worse.
Whoa.
But yeah, man. So I'm speaking from experience of people who were, like, wanting to pick up things and that didn't belong to them.
Now, for all you kids listening, coming home from school, don't you try that excuse. if you should get into mischief.
Right.
True.
But
be
unless
on the straight and narrow.
Unless your parents can afford a really good shrink, will say you're a klepto.
Well, you know what, Mike? Now Carl has something else to be reminded by his neighbors instead of cannonballs.
Klepto. Klepto Dukes.
You know what stopped him from stealing, though?
The switch?
Yeah, exactly. Which made me never want to put my hands on anything that didn't belong to me. Hey, man, Mike Conti, thank you. Coming up, guys, we'll go on the sidelines with the dogs, and we'll talk about tonight's college football playoffs. What are the rankings going to look like?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.